Good Tuesday. Today is August the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, weather and hurricanes making agricultural news, and while we don't usually worry about hurricanes in Northwest Ohio, the impact they have on the larger weather system can definitely have an impact on the precipitation we receive. We're going to take a look historically at what that means after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a quick look at your agricultural headlines, conditions in the Atlantic Ocean are becoming more favorable for tropical storms and hurricanes to form this time of the year, leading to impacts along the Gulf Coast and southeastern states. As of August the 6th, we are set up for four named storms in the Atlantic Basin. Tropical Storm Dexter has been named the most recent storm, but it has remained well offshore the east coast of the United States. It is almost guaranteed that Dexter will not be the last storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, as we are just starting to head into the peak of that season. And while hurricanes and tropical storms typically have the greatest impacts along coastal areas, the remnants can move inland and cause heavy rainfall, thunderstorms, and gusty winds that will affect farmland. Now, during 2024, one of the most memorable hurricanes was Hurricane Helene. It made landfall in the Florida Big Bend region as a Category 4 hurricane back on September the 26th. A Category 4 hurricane on the wind scale has a sustained wind of 130 to 156 miles per hour. Its remnants caused impacts as far north as the Appalachian Mountains in the Carolinas, and over 10 inches of rain was observed in parts of northern Georgia and western North Carolina. The maximum amount of rainfall observed was 30.78 inches. That was in Busick, North Carolina. Now, the heavy rainfall and flooding from Helene affected farmland across the southeast, and according to an article from the American Farm Bureau Federation back in February, Hurricane Helene caused more than $195 million in peanut losses, $164 million in cotton losses. Not only does the article detail the financial impacts of the hurricane, but it gives more extensive overviews of 24's crop losses from various weather events. In a matter of days, crops in the good to excellent condition can be wiped out from floods or high winds associated with tropical storms and hurricanes. The latest USDA National Ag Statistic Crop Progress Report, which was released on August 4th, showed that corn, soybeans, and cotton have high ratings for their crop conditions in the southeast. Looking ahead to the tropical forecast, though, through mid-August, we're expecting more tropical waves to develop in the main development region. That is a location in the equator in the center of the Atlantic, and as storms come off the west coast of Africa, they can strengthen if they have access to warm ocean waters and low wind shear. Wind shear is a measurement of wind direction and speed through the depth of the atmosphere. Most storms in that region will drive west and can eventually make it towards the Gulf or the east coast of the United States if conditions are just right. For meteorologists to determine where a tropical storm or hurricane will track, we look at the upper air patterns, as upper air troughs and ridges can steer a hurricane and sometimes cause it to recurve. We see this from time to time as hurricanes move through the Caribbean Sea and eventually curve to the northeast towards the east coast. So as we head into the peak of Atlantic hurricane or tropical storm season, it pays to be vigilant on what's going on in the Atlantic Ocean, as some of those storms can eventually lead to major economic impacts on U.S. farms and our weather right here in Ohio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and talk about fertilizer prices. The trend for some continues to go up. While commodity prices seem to be going down, fertilizer prices in some cases have not followed suit. Retail fertilizer prices were split, with four going higher, four slightly lower than a month ago. That according to a DTN survey at the end of July. No fertilizer was higher or lower by a substantial amount for the eighth week in a row. Now, four fertilizers had slightly higher prices. DAP had an average retail price of $817 a ton. MAP came in at $884 a ton, while potash was $483 a ton, and UAN-28 was $419 a ton. Three fertilizers were slightly lower compared to the prior month. Urea had an average retail price of $645 a ton. Anhydrous ammonia was $762 a ton, and UAN-32 was $497 a ton. There was one fertilizer that remained unchanged compared to a month ago, that being 1034-0 with an average retail price of $672 a ton. Now, if we break those down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 70 cents a pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous came in at 46 cents a pound unit nitrogen. UAN 28 was 75 cents per pound unit nitrogen, and UAN 32 at 78 cents a pound. Taking a look back a year ago, 7 fertilizers are now higher compared to where they were last year at this time. 1034-0 is up by 5%, MAP is 8% higher, DAP is 10% more expensive, while anhydrous ammonia is 13% higher, UAN 28 is 24% more expensive, urea is 28% more expensive, and UAN 32 is 32% more expensive. The remaining fertilizer, potash, does continue to be slightly lower by 4% compared to a year ago. Now, in industry news, the Fertilizer Institute announced last week the selection of 3 seats of agriculture retailers and their farmer partners as the 2025 4R advocates, and these growers and retailers are recognized for their outstanding complement to the implementation of nutrient management practices grounded in the 4R principles, applying fertilizer from the right source at the right rate at the right time and in the right place. The Institute said our 2025 4R advocates are leading the charge in 3 unique regions when it comes to sustainability and stewardship in agriculture. Their dedication to the 4Rs supports healthy soils, strong yields, and a more resilient food system, and we're honored to recognize these grower retailer teams for advancing science-based practices that benefit both the environment and their bottom line. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. From my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.